Hello, everyone. This is Dakota Fredette. Thanks for listening to this podcast on 96.1 The Wit. Every year, hundreds of students graduate from Bluffton University to take up new, exciting careers and hopefully change the world in their prospective fields. In 2014, 158 students graduated from Bluffton University. Just one of these students is in the process of starting one of the most prestigious careers a person can do. That career is to become a surgeon, and that student was Dylan Matthews. In order to even think about becoming a surgeon, a person must go through a laundry list of items and steps, the first of which is to pass the MCAT, which will get you into medical school, a step only 4 Bluffton graduates have completed. One of the first ones to do it was Dylan Matthews, from that class of 2014. Matthews studied and graduated from the Ohio University Medical School after leaving Bluffton, and has now been accepted into the Orthopedic Surgery Residency Program at Mercy Health St. Vincent Medical Hospital in Toledo, Ohio. Come along with me and Dylan as he explains his journey from Bluffton grad to orthopedic surgeon, giving advice, tips, and the cold hard truth about becoming a surgeon.
I would say we have maybe one student per year who ends up going to medical school, maybe on average. We have a lot of people who are interested in pre-medicine, but it's a long road, and so only the most diligent persist, and also people have to decide that's really the lifestyle that they want.
That was the voice of Dr. Montell, a biology professor here at Bluffton University, and one of Dylan's professors. Bluffton University is quite a small university. Many high schools are bigger. I asked Dylan about the smallness of Bluffton University and how it helped prepare him for his next step.
Bluffton was a great place for me to start. Personally, I came from Arlington, which was a small town high school. Transitioning to Bluffton was very easy for me. Me adjusting as a freshman, I was always nervous, and I was put at ease while I started at Bluffton. All my professors at Bluffton were great, but particularly the science professors, which I spent a lot of time with in Shoker Science Center, I spent a lot of time interacting with them, one being Dr. Montell, who I spent a lot of time with as an aide. I worked with her and helped her with some of her science classes, and all she really helped me along the way.
The next step, of course, was to take the MCAT, which is a monster of a test lasting on average 8 hours. I asked Dr. Montell about the MCAT.
Well, the MCAT is a standardized test that people often take after their junior year. It's done on a computer, but you have to go to a site to take it. And they have several different areas that they're looking at. They're looking at your knowledge of kind of physics and chemistry. So there's a section kind of on that, and there's a section on more of your knowledge of biological sciences. They're also going to look at your understanding of sociology and the social aspect of things. Based on that score, as well as your GPA, your letters of recommendation, and your, you know, extracurricular activities and, you know, the evidence that you've given that you know kind of what you're getting into, then the schools will do their selection process.
There are a number of important factors that increase your chances of getting into medical school. Your major is one of them. Dylan decided to go somewhere in the middle by studying biology.
So my major was biology, and I also had a minor in chemistry. I chose this major and minor because for medical school, it's very important to get a good base of biology because it affects everything you do, as well as chemistry, because that applies a lot into your body systems, and also pharmacology and the medications that you use as a future physician. So for me, I felt like I needed to get a good, strong base of this before I went into medical school, where you will further build upon those studies. And also, I really enjoyed my biology classes in high school. It was something I loved to do, so I wanted to continue that in college, and it was just great that it worked out, that it carried on into my medical career.
I can't give you his MCAT score, but one thing is certain. He passed. So Dylan was off to the next step in his journey, choosing a medical school. Of course, that choice isn't entirely up to you.
Ohio University was my number one choice for medical school for several reasons. The first being that Bluffton had a track record of sending students to Ohio University. There was a few other medical students that went to Ohio University before me, so I thought that this would be a good choice to follow in their path. I also met with a spokesperson for the university that came during my sophomore year of undergrad at Bluffton and spoke about the Ohio University Medical College, and he did a great job of illustrating the medical school's mission, and it sounded great to me. And when I went and visited the med school on my interview day, it really had a lot of similarities to Bluffton in that. And it's a smaller campus for a large school. The buildings all look like Bluffton, very big, older, nice brick buildings. The campus was littered with giant oak trees like we see at Bluffton, with lots of squirrels as well. So I thought that this would be a great place for me to further my education. So this is why I chose Ohio University.
For me, medical school sounds frightening, mostly because I have no idea what it consists of. When I think of medical school, I think of studying night and day, no sleep, and one foot in the door of insanity. Dylan, though, says there are many misconceptions about medical school.
Many people believe that when you go to medical school, you will have no life and that you will study all the time and you will never see the light of day. Well, this is partially true. You do study a lot. I had a blast in medical school. I had several roommates that we were all really good friends. We made time to go out. We were outside all the time hiking and biking after we would study. I don't think that future medical students, you should be intimidated by the amount of information that you have to absorb. You can still have a life and have fun. I played on the intramural soccer teams at Ohio University, so it's pretty easy to continue to have a normal life while you're in medical school.
Dylan makes medical school seem easy, but there is a hard truth to it.
Well, as I mentioned, that I did maintain a good work-life balance during medical school. I cannot lie and say that there was not a large workload. We had classes Monday through Friday, normally from starting at 7:30 or 8 a.m. and went to around noon or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And after that, they normally reserve study time for the students. So you could use this time as you want, but almost every student spent their whole afternoon studying. And then we would take a break for dinner and then also do something you would like, such as exercise or watch TV a little bit, and then go back to study until bed. So normally I would on average say I studied probably 6 to 8 hours daily during medical school. While this sounds intimidating, it's very doable. I also, on the weekends, I would set a day where I didn't do any studying. One day a week where I didn't do any studying would do something I liked.
The number one reason I believe that students do not make it through medical school is that they do not allow themselves to maintain a good work-life balance. You need to study very hard, but you also have to make time to do things you like, which is very possible. Students that I knew personally that struggled and some that didn't make it through medical school were students that would not take time for themselves, and they would just study themselves into the ground. That while this sounds like it may be an effective method to just study more and more, I don't believe personally that it's a good way to learn and further yourself in medical school. I think you create more anxiety and stress on yourself, and then you don't perform as well. So,
of course, medical school isn't all just studying. Medicine is a hands-on field.
During your third and fourth year of medical school, it's a lot less studying and more hands-on experience. During these last 2 years of medical school, you're rotating through the different medical specialties, and you're doing surgery, you're doing pediatrics, internal medicine. And during these rotations, you get many opportunities to do things that physicians are doing, such as suturing. I sutured hundreds of wounds and surgical incisions throughout my third and fourth year. We also had the opportunity to evaluate patients on our own, come up with a assessment and plan, and then talk to our physician about it. And if he agreed, we would implement that plan with our patients. So we had a very active participant role in the care of our patients during third and fourth year of medical school.
Medical students are also subjected to many exciting experiences. Dylan explains just one of these events.
We had to spend a week on an EMS service during medical school. During this experience, we spent all day with a EMS team. Then we went out into the community of Toledo and rode along on various calls. It could be drug overdose or car accidents. And we were able to help and participate with the care of patients. And this was a good experience for medical students because we often see patients in the hospital, but we don't get to see all the work that goes into getting them to the hospital and stabilizing them before we even have a chance to work on them.
Like I said before, medical school is no easy task. 4 long years of constant studying and practice. Looking back, Dylan doesn't mind the practicing and the studying part. It has been something else that has been the worst experience of medical school.
The board exams were the worst part of medical school. These board exams you take after your second year of medical school and also going into your fourth year of medical school. The first board exam is known as your step one or level one. And this board exam is an 8-hour test, and you get one opportunity at it, and you are required to pass, but also, the score you get on this board exam determines what residency or specialty that you can do in your career. And this is the bane of all medical school students' existence, taking this test, because it takes lots of hours of studying and you get one chance. So,
for every worst experience comes a best experience. For Dylan, it was finally being able to get his hands dirty.
You had spent all this time studying from undergrad all the way to your first 2 years of medical school, studying and learning about biology and the body and the systems, but not really being able to use your skills. During your third and fourth year, you had the opportunity to apply these skills and what you have learned. Interacting with patients and then coming up with proper treatment plans for me was by far the most rewarding and entertaining for me.
Many large steps have already been taken for Dylan. Undergrad, the MCAT, now medical school. But now an even larger step awaits him. Residency. Which for Dylan will last 5 years. You heard me right. 5 years. No matter how dreadful this might sound, it has been quite an honor for Dylan. Being matched into a residency program is wonderful in itself, but being matched into one of the hardest and most fought for programs is amazing.
The residency match is extremely competitive. My program in Toledo takes 3 residents per year for orthopedic surgery, so it's very competitive, and this occurs for every specialty across the board in which there's limited spots, which many students are competing for, so it can be a stressful time for the medical student.
Similar to medical school, I am pretty clueless on what is going on behind the scenes, so I asked Dylan to fill me in what his life will look like over the next 5 years.
Over the next 5 years, you start off your first year, which is an intern year, and during this year, you're learning the basics of being a doctor. You're just freshly graduated from medical school, so you still have a bunch to learn. You're rounding on patients in the morning, you're going to surgeries and helping and assisting surgeons, and you're also learning basic skills such as reducing fractures in the operating room, getting to do minor surgery procedures yourself as you learn. By the time you're a fifth-year resident, it's your chief resident year, you are almost completely independent, and you are organizing things for the younger residents as well as doing surgeries yourself, and then you begin to look for a job out in the field. Some people choose, instead of going straight into general orthopedics, they will subspecialize and go to a fellowship. And a fellowship is just a year or two training program which you will become an expert at one joint, such as the knee or upper extremity pathology as well.
To wrap up Dylan's journey, I wanted him to look back at all the time spent, and I also wanted him to look forward in the years to come. So Dylan, did you always want to be a surgeon?
Yes, I've always wanted to be a surgeon after working at Blanchard Valley Hospital in Findlay, Ohio. Just watching the difference that surgeons can make in someone's life is amazing. They can take someone that's very ill and change their life in just a matter of a few hours. And for me, that seems extremely rewarding and something that I would like to do with my life. I also really enjoy to work with my hands. I love thinking out puzzles and way to fix things with my hands. So this was another reason why I wanted to do surgery versus maybe another medical specialty.
And where do you plan to practice medicine?
At this point, when I'm finished with residency, I don't believe that I will want to pursue a fellowship. I think I would like to practice general orthopedics, and I would also like to come back to the Northwest Ohio region and practice orthopedics in Findlay, Lima, or one of the cities around town. I'd like to give back a little bit to the community that raised me and also helped me, give me these opportunities that I've had. So
you've had a very long path to get where you are now, and you still have a long ways to go. Has all this time been worth it?
All the work and effort to this point has been definitely worth it. When I got the notice on February 5th that I matched into orthopedic surgery, it definitely made all of the work that I had done through undergrad and medical school really come to life and made me realize that all the work I had done was for a purpose and a reason and made it all worth it. Now, I'd be lying to say that there wasn't times that I would wish I had done a different major just because of the sheer intensity and amount of work that I've done. And seeing my other classmates that are moving on with life now and jobs can be frustrating at sometimes, but looking into the future, the career that I will have is an amazing career, and I'll be able to help a lot of people and get to do some amazing things. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, Dylan, I wish you the best of luck in your residency and in life, and thanks for giving me so much of your time. Well, everyone, if you're still listening, thank you for coming along with Dylan and I. If you're considering becoming a doctor, I hope this helped you in some way. If Dylan just crushed your dreams in a few short minutes, I am truly sorry. Well, that does it. Thanks again, everyone. This has been Dakota Verdet on 96.1 The Wit.